This is your opportunity to do your job. You want to be the best fan base in the league? Let's prove it, man, because I tell you what, when we walked into Winnipeg last year, that Joker was packed, and it was tough, and it did. I thought it made a difference. I think it's our turn to prove that we are the fan base we claim to be. I can't freaking wait. I just ask that everybody screaming their freaking tails off the entire game. Even if there's some adversity, that's what we need you more. Let's get freaking crazy, man. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Green is the freaking color, baby. Let's go.
All right, there you go. A little motivation for you this morning from head coach Corey Mace. Green is the freaking color, as he said. Green and White Day today is proclaimed by the province. Good morning. It's Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Friday edition of the show. By the way, green and white, obviously, for the Riders, but we also know a little bit of the white stuff on the road right now. I just got a text from Ron, who is on his way. He says, currently driving to Lloydminster. The highway's pretty dicey in spots. Radisson is like a skating rink. So thanks so much, Ron, for passing that along. It is definitely one of those days to keep an eye on the highway hotline. Well, we have got a busy, busy show ahead. We kind of foreshadowed, obviously, lots of football this weekend. Riders host BC in the West Final. Huskies and Rams in the Hardy Cup. Hilltops hosting Okanagan Suns in the National Championships. High school football provincial championships this weekend. We got Belton Johnson coming up at it's Eaton time. He's in his glory with all this football. We'll do a check-in with the RCMP. It's been a while since we've checked in with the RCMP. Obviously, Rhonda Blackmore removed from the position of assistant commissioner, and I've been very vocal on that. But that said, the new person that they brought in as assistant commissioner, he had nothing to do with that. He's the person that is now in charge of the province, and we are checking in with the leader of the RCMP in our province. That's coming up on the show. Bugs and Hugs will be a great segment today. It's been such a busy week. I know we will have some great involvement there. And at the end of the show, green and white prognostications. This is a big one. That jackpot is growing, and we're close to making that draw. I'm going to say we're two games away. We'll have this game and the Grey Cup. My thoughts. All right, let's get going. Here is today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the big talker.
Well, with the federal budget that was announced, released, presented earlier this week, we have had a lot of guests on the program. It's been a great week this week to check in with a lot of leaders from our province, from across Canada, talking about the federal budget, talking about the implications of the federal budget. And no doubt business leaders were paying keen attention to that announcement because, of course, as we know, we had a couple of economists on the show talking about the importance of some of the announcements from a business lens. That is where my next guest is going to be able to talk about it. In fact, with everything going on recently with Cameco, there's lots in the news. They just signed that big deal with the United States for a number of nuclear reactors. This is an $80 billion deal, which we can puff our chests out about because Cameco is a great multinational company. This is an international company that does work all over the world, but based right out of our province here in Saskatchewan. And anytime we have the opportunity to get their CEO, Tim Gitzel, on the show, I'm happy to do it. And we have Mr. Tim Gitzel joining us this morning. Tim, thanks so much for taking the call.
Good morning, Evan.
So maybe let's start with the budget, because I am curious to know. We've had lots of political leaders on the show. I've had mayors, I've had the premier on. But from a business standpoint, from an industry standpoint, can you give us some thoughts on what you felt about that budget?
Well, from our industry, I'd say the nuclear and mining industry point of view, it was pretty positive. You know, there were some investment tax credits that we've been waiting to see for new nuclear. So that was certainly super positive, some support for our nuclear exports. And then that major projects office that's being set up under Don Farrell in Calgary, we're certainly optimistic about that, and that will, you know, help reduce the timelines to get the new major projects going. So, you know, just from that point of view, we were positive.
You talk about the importance of investment tax credits. Does that make a big difference incentivizing investment in industry?
It does for the utilities, and I'm thinking of Bruce Power out in Ontario with nuclear, OPG with nuclear, and soon our SAS Power right here in Saskatchewan. You know, we've been working with the Premier and Rupen Pandya and SAS Power to go through the process with respect to new nuclear here in Saskatchewan. We will be standing shoulder to shoulder with the province as they go through that work. And so those investment tax credits, production tax credits are always helpful.
The when we talked about the budget earlier this week, I had Brian Zinchuk on, and we were talking about it more from the oil and gas industry, but energy production in general. And we know that there might be some changes to some of the federal regulations, loosening things a little bit. However, there still is this talk about a potential, well, an industrial price on carbon, for example, and overall a climate strategy, an overarching climate strategy by the federal government just to produce clean energy. Does that have much impact on your work, Tim?
Well, it's certainly a bonus for nuclear energy, which, of course, doesn't emit any greenhouse gases. It's a very clean energy, a large baseload 24/7, 365 energy that countries around the world are warming up to now. I would say there's not a whole lot of countries around the world that aren't looking to deploy nuclear power, as is evidenced by our deal last week in the U.S. So, yeah, that's all helpful to us, Evan. And the province, you've seen the province, Minister Harrison, the Premier, and even Carla Beck and her team have been supporting us and nuclear as we transition from coal to nuclear in this province, and we're right in the middle of that mix.
Tim Gitzel is my guest, CEO of Cameco. I want to get to the deal that you just struck in just a moment, but I first want to talk about that nuclear conference that was in Saskatoon a couple of weeks ago. I walked around there one afternoon, met with a lot of the people at the trade show. The who's who of nuclear were at that conference, and I think it was a big deal that we hosted it here in Saskatchewan.
You know, the Canadian Nuclear Association, of course, headquartered in Ottawa, they've held that conference in Ottawa for the last 25 years, and we faithfully trudged off to Ottawa to go to it, 1,000 people there. We said this year, why are we going there? Why don't we have it in Saskatchewan and have a Western version of the Canadian Nuclear Association conference? So we did. We said, well, I'm not sure how many people will get, maybe 100, maybe 150. 600 showed up, and 300 stood outside that couldn't get in. It was packed, and Evan, I saw you there. Thanks for coming. The Premier was there, obviously. We had Alberta in spades there. And so, there were people from around the world that descended on our province for that. So it was a real big deal. And we'll keep it going.
And I think it just shows us that just like oil, when we do transition to nuclear, there's a lot of other industries that are needed, whether it's construction companies. I know Graham Construction, for example, just got a designation so they can do some of this work. There's a whole bunch of companies that support the industry. That is going to be an interesting transition to watch in our province as well, Tim.
Yeah, we're going to gear them up. They're attending seminars we're putting on now for new nuclear, for building new nuclear, supplying new nuclear. There's organizations. Eric Anderson's got a great thing going with CIMSA. They're getting the suppliers ready. And, Saskatchewan's going to play a big, big role in the nuclear rollout, not just here in Saskatchewan, but probably in North America.
So let's talk a little bit now about this big deal with the United States government, Brookfield involved, and of course, Cameco as well. Talk about the importance of this partnership, the importance of this deal. Has this been a long time in the works?
So, Evan, I take you back to May 23rd, the President of the United States signed 4 executive orders promoting nuclear power, saying he wanted to get things rolling and really kickstart the industry. Called for 10 nuclear reactors, big ones, our Westinghouse AP1000s, to be started by starting in 2026, to be started by the end of this decade. And then, you know, he's looking at hundreds more after that. June 15th, my colleague Grant Isaac and I went to Pittsburgh and met the president and his team. And he said, I want you to get going with 10 new big AP1000s in the United States. And So 10 days ago, I flew to Tokyo and signed some agreements with the U.S. government and our partner Brookfield, where they committed $80 billion U.S. to new build, to building our AP1000 nuclear reactors. So now we're off and running. We're looking at deployment models, getting things organized. A ton of work for us, but super exciting, and just so super exciting that the province of Saskatchewan, people know who we are, Evan. They know around the world where Saskatchewan is now. I can tell you that for sure.
I'm proud of the fact that we are a province that has a company like Cameco that is performing on the world stage like this, Tim. I asked the premier yesterday about the value for our province. I'm curious to know your thoughts. What is the value for Saskatchewan, not just for Cameco, but for Saskatchewan when a deal like this is signed?
Yeah, so we've been talking to the province about the build-out of new nuclear here, and obviously we want to be involved, and we've been talking about large reactors recently, AP1000s for here in the province. So, you know, when you get a program going and we're deeply involved in it, in fact, we're kind of managing it, that will de-risk the construction of any new reactors here, which is something people are always worried about, cost and time. You know, we'll have a lot of practice by the time we get going here. Obviously, this province is in line to provide the uranium and fuel for that. And then, of course, any profits come right back here to our office in Saskatoon, where we deploy that money. We're spending hundreds of millions in the province every year in northern Saskatchewan. So there's and then, of course, for suppliers that we use, either directly or indirectly, that can benefit from this. So, yeah, Saskatchewan is on the map with nuclear.
I remember the last time I had you on the program, Tim, we talked about some of the conversations we're having with other industries about, is there further value add that we could, you know, we're not just digging something out of the ground and shipping it to another country who then adds value to it. Is there a value add over and above the mining of the uranium? Would we ever look at refining it further in our province? What about our steel industry for some of these reactors? Is there more in our province that this could stimulate?
Well, as we progress, Evan, with our nuclear program in Saskatchewan, there will be a lot of side benefits, indirect suppliers, everything you mentioned. You know, whether we have more fuel facilities will depend on when we get going, what kind of technology we pick here in the province. It won't surprise you that everywhere that we're talking about building new build, they're looking for the same thing. They obviously want the supply chain there, and they'd love to have as much fuel as they could. So, but as in Saskatchewan, as we progress, we have a policy of buy where we build. And so, you know, if we're building Westinghouse reactors in Saskatchewan, obviously we'll be buying our supplies from here. So that'll be a huge benefit for the province.
Saskatchewan, will we be seen as a leader in the nuclear industry? And will it potentially expedite the start date for us in the province?
Well, Part B, you'd have to ask Premier Mo and the government whether they are willing to expedite the dates for new nuclear. We're already on the world map. I can tell you, as I say, as I go around the world, people know where Saskatchewan is. They know where we're headquartered. They know what Saskatchewan provides to the nuclear market, and we're just super proud to be from here, headquartered here, and we're grateful to the people of Saskatchewan for the support we get for our business.
Tim Gitzel, my guest. Tim, I always appreciate you joining the program. You feeling good about your Leafs this year, by the way?
Can we talk about football? It's a
football. Okay, how about those Riders, Tim?
I have four football sweaters on this morning. Not because it's so cold, but I've cheered for everybody here.
All right. Well, it'll be a good one this weekend for sure. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Evan.
Tim Gitzel, CEO of Cameco. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.